Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Zayin in Masechtas Be'ah. The topics we're learning about today include the Nusach of the Tefillah when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, as well as on Shabbos Chol HaMoed and when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. How to make an Erev Tavshilin or an Erev Techumen on a two-day Yom Tov when one forgot to do so before Yom Tov. The discussion of the Halacha of one who cooked or baked on Yom Tov for Shabbos without having prepared an Erev Tavshilin. A new mission on the bottom of Amud Beis, which will discuss how and when one should be metar themselves and their kelim for Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learn about include Tahara B'chag. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah teaches that Chayav Adam L'taras Asma B'regel. The Gemara learns this Chiyavat from the Pasuk of Uvenevlasim Loisigo, which the Chacham interpreted to refer to the obligation of purifying oneself before Yom Tov. There is a Machlikas Rishonim as to whether this Chiyav is a Chiyav D'oraisa or a chiyav drabon. Hashaka. Hashaka is a method of purification that works specifically for water. If tummy water touches the water of a mikvah, the impure water becomes pure by token of the fact that they have merely touched the pure water of the mikvah. They in essence become one with the waters of the mikvah. Migav legav. One who immerses his kelim to use them for chulin purposes and then changes his mind and intends to use them for truma purposes, he must immerse the kelim again for this higher level of tahara, as this immersion merely serves to increase the tahara on an already tar vessel. A mishnah teaches that such an immersion would be permissible on Yom Tov, as it's not considered a tikkun kli. Mechabur lechabur, if one immerses in a mikvah with the intention to eat his carbon pesach with a certain group of people, and then changes his mind and wishes to eat with his carbon pesach with a different group, he does not need to immerse again in the mikvah. If he wishes to do so, he may immerse even on Yom Tov, as since this immersion is not required, it is not considered tikkun on Yom Tov.